Hi, I'm Kelly King, and I'm the Women's Missions and Ministry Specialist for the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. It's my pleasure to be with you here today as we talk about what it means to never stop. Never stop is the theme of our State Evangelism Conference this year, and it comes from the verse in Acts 5:42 that says, "Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ." That's what we want to share with you today, and I have the privilege of having four really good friends with me today, and each of them are going to encourage you with some individual devotions, but we're going to start our time today with about 20 minutes of just chatting and getting to know each other. And so let me quickly just introduce you to the ladies who are going to be on the CD so that you can get to know them. To my right, which you can't see her, but she's on my right today, is Robin Wall. Robin and I have known each other for several years, and Robin, tell us just a little bit about you and your family.
Well, I am a stay-at-home mom with three little ones, and I'm at the season in life where, thank the Lord, we're not doing diapers anymore.
Yes.
But we're still doing lots of, you know, tying shoes and helping with homework and backpacks and baths at night. And, you know, the kids are 9, 7, and 3 right now. And I've been married to my husband, Chris, for 13 years. And we are just serving God at Council Road Baptist Church and loving that. And our life does feel like it never stops, for real.
Yeah.
But it's good to be here.
You are a busy ministry wife. You know what that means. And then next to her is Deanna Huff. And Deanna is also a busy mom. So tell us a little bit about you, too.
Well, I do have a similar lifestyle, and I'm married. I've been married for 10 years. I have three children. I'm at the end of finishing my Master of Divinity through Southwestern, and very, very excited about that. Really, really enjoy the season of life of being a mom, picking up kids, but it's right. It's always busy, never ending. Get up in the morning and you drop at night.
Yeah, you just finished finals, didn't you? Just
yes.
A couple of days ago?
Well, actually, I do have a couple left because of this weather.
Why? We're right in the middle of some crazy weather at this time of the year. And so Deanna makes the trek to Oklahoma City to Fort Worth every week and is finishing up her master's. And sometimes when I'm around her, I just think I am not very smart when I'm compared to her and everything that she's
that
learned.
That is not true.
I love hearing just about her classes and what she's learning. And then we also have Davidine Humphreys. And Davidine is another busy mom and grandmother. And so tell us a little bit about your life.
Well, I'm in a little bit different part of life than the first two. I'm 61. And
looking
I'm,
good.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Robin. I've got married to Kent. We've been married for 41 years. And we have three grown children. And they're all married and have 8 grandchildren, and I kid you not, English just fails at how good being a grandma is. You just can hardly explain it. It's absolutely a gift from God, and it's my favorite thing that I do is grandmothering.
Aww. Well, and you know, just by being married 41 years, that is a never stop loving someone. And
isn't that the truth?
What a great testimony to the ladies who are listening to this CD as well. And then finally, we have Robin Marsh, and many of you know Robin if you live in the Oklahoma City area or in kind of our metro area. She's on TV, radio, and we see her all over the place. And so, tell us a little bit about you, Robin, because I know people want to know who you are personally. Too.
I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the one question. To go to work very early in the morning, and I love my job. And you know, I probably never thought at being in my 40s that I'd be at this point in life. And I have a blended family. My husband and I have been married 2 years. Have a son. We have a son, 7. My husband has 3 daughters, and now 3 grandchildren. So I went from being a single mom to married and 3 daughters, and then 3 grandbabies. And I tell you, it's just been such a blessing to see how God has just worked in my life. And you know, I think about that never stop, and I just think, you know, I just can't stop telling what God has done in my life. And I think that's the main thing that we really want to encourage people who are listening, because you might be in the car alone thinking, I'm going to just chuck it today. I'm going to stop. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Just never stop. If your mouth just will praise the Lord for, you know, there's something to be grateful for. You didn't get in a wreck today driving to wherever you are driving to. I mean, the littlest thing you can be grateful for. I think that just is the encouragement that we all need. And, you know, just because I'm on TV, my life is not perfect. And, you know, we've all gone through trials and highs and lows. And I am just grateful for where I am today. And I know I've got a lot to learn. And I think that's why God hasn't taken us home yet, Kelly, because yeah. we all still have so much to right, learn right. here right. on earth, you yeah. know.
Well, Robin, I'm going to have you kind of lead us through this discussion. And you've kind of started it out, and you've talked a little bit about what it means to not, you know, never stop being grateful. And I know mm-hmm. Davidine's even going to yeah. kind of touch on that more in one of her devotions. And that is so true. We really, there are so many things that we should never stop mm-hmm. being blank, blank, blank.
Exactly.
And so why don't you kind of just give us some thoughts, and we're just going to jump in there, and we're going to tell you, you know, how that applies to our lives and what God's taught us.
Well, I think we can all bring something to the table. And you know, I think for the people that are listening, you know, even with your own friends, it's just a way to encourage one another. And mm-hmm. I think that, Davidine, I'm like you. I don't like to lose my gratefulness, because I think that's one thing that yeah. the enemy wants us to do. If I get a burr in my saddle about something that my husband said this morning, then you know what? I'll be going through lunch thinking, okay, I'm mad about this one little thing. But you know what? In the big scope of things, I might have missed so many people that I could have witnessed to or just shared a kind word or maybe just been a little bit of a comfort. And I know that you kind of feel the same way, that that's it's a reminder to us.
I do. I think gratefulness and thankfulness are two of the things that set our attitude mm-hmm. every day, every day. And I've been through times in my life where I had to wake up in the morning because the circumstances of life were so difficult at mm-hmm. the time. And if you don't say, thank you, Lord, that I have been able, you've enabled me to wake up today, that you've enabled me to be here by my husband, whatever the thing is, thank you for this day and give it to him right away. And for whatever it holds, and ask him to help us see the opportunities to love people and to be thankful to him for everything he brings. Mm-hmm. It changes the whole course of the day.
Isn't that the truth?
It does.
I know, Robin, that with three kids and young and trying to, I'm sure mornings at your, we need like a camera at your house.
I think that would be fun. Oh, no. Yes. Oh, no. Please. Well, I did grow up in a household that taught me such a great example, and I try so hard to do as I was taught, although I'm certainly not perfect. But the household I grew up in, we had a phrase. And whenever one of us three children were starting to have it whiny or complaining or tattling, we would hear, you need to have the attitude of, and we'd have to fill in the blank, gratitude. Attitude of gratitude. And it's a theme. And it really does. When we choose to be grateful, it just instills that joy. It really does. Mm-hmm. It helps us not compare, because when we start to compare, we lose our joy. So just mm-hmm. being grateful mm-hmm. is the beginning of a joyful day.
I think that you hit on an important thing there, because you said when we choose to be grateful, it's not a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not, I feel thankful. It's, I choose to be. You know, sometimes emotions are reactions. We can't really control them. We can control what we choose.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So we can choose to be grateful.
And even along this line, too, just never stop when you have those kinds of attitudes, because we never stop being a witness to the others mm-hmm. in our life or whoever sees us. And so when we have those bad attitudes, then really what kind of reflection are we showing of what's happening eternally and internally as well? So there's kind of a twofold thing there.
Yeah, and I think, mm-hmm. too, it causes you to take your eyes off God. You know, when you start looking mm-hmm. around at what someone else might have that you don't, and it makes you then. And I think, too, Deanna, when we start thinking about, we should never stop thinking and thanking God for who he is and what he means to us. I mean, we really get so much comfort and security and hope and peace from knowing who he is from his word.
Oh, that's so right. And, you know, it says, how can a man keep his way pure except by meditating on the word? And how can his eyes be enlightened? It's through the word. And it's when we spend time with God every day mm-hmm. that we grow in our strength mm-hmm. and we're able to overcome and be those pillars for other people that they need for us to be as Christians in their life at a time when they need encouragement. I know I've had pillars myself who have come mm-hmm. along when I'm really tired and weak and overwhelmed, and they come along and just remind me, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. That's what God's word says, and just to rest in that.
Mm-hmm. I think knowing God's word, and I think that's one thing that God's always just imposed on my heart and just imprinted on my heart, is, Robin, to know me, you've got to know my word. And so, you know, maybe Davidine, you could help us. What are some good ways to never stop learning God's word or memorizing God's word? Or do you get a buddy, a girlfriend, and go walk around the track and memorize? That's what I did with the ladies.
You know, some people do.
You know, one verse at a time, one week at a time. I mean, it might be as simple as, you know, be imitators of God. I always tell people, you know, that's the first line in Ephesians 5:1, be imitators of God. I think I could remember those words and just say it for a week.
Yes.
And that might be a helpful way. But how do we never stop the desire in our heart and just practical ways to know God's word?
What you talked about was one verse with 1 week. A lot of people do it just that way. I remember teaching teenagers. We had a drama troupe back years ago, and they would say, I just can't memorize all this. And I would say, put it on, well, back then it was a cassette player, and play it in your car until you've memorized it. Like, you know how easy it is to memorize songs that come over the radio that become your favorites because you've listened to them over and over and over, and pretty soon you're singing along? Well, if you see a verse or hear it over and over and over, it isn't hard to make it part of you. The Bible differentiates between reading, studying, and meditating. Meditating is just seeing something that just will not leave your mind, and you allow yourself to think on it. When I was a young mom, I would put a verse on a piece of paper, many pieces of paper, put it on the mirror where I was going to do my makeup, over the kitchen sink, places that I tended to spend a lot of time, over the baby's changing station, wherever that may be, and just see the same one over and over and over and over for days until I had thought through what it meant and it had become a part of me. So in terms of memorization, I like that. We were teasing before this started about, in this day and age, downloading onto an iPod may be the best way to be able to hear something over and over. But another thing I think is important is if the last thing before you sleep is a verse, that is going to dominate your subconscious and your thoughts through the night. You're going to wake up in a different spirit if that's the last thing you saw at night.
Well, and you know, that's so interesting that you say that, because even with our kids, we try to teach our kids scripture. And my daughter was struggling with just being scared at night. And so every night we would just say Psalm 4:8, for I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. And my husband and I would just simply pray that with her. And then before long, all three of our kids knew it. And we never sat down and said, you need to learn this verse. But we just simply spoke it into their lives on a continual basis. And so it was so easy to learn. And so just having that repetition of having applicable scripture within your life.
Yes. I think with children, you can have several verses that just keep popping up through their lives as you train them, the ones that are your favorites, to keep coming up and up and up. And it will eventually dominate their thinking in their lives and their reactions, because God's word says in Isaiah, it will not return void. It will produce what God wants it to produce as it goes out.
I love the thought that y'all have said, even just of having God's word in your home, that it's visible, that people who come in your home, they see God's word, so they know that that is important. That's a priority in your house. And like you said, I mean, we have some scripture verses placed throughout different places in the home. It's interesting how the kids have picked up on that over the years, and it does become a part of who they are. Philippians 4:13, just, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, I didn't intentionally set out for them to know that verse, but they go back to that verse over and over again. That's so important. That's a never stop thing, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
One thing that we've done at dinner time that is a great family time is that we have a little treasure chest. It's like a recipe box, but it looks like a treasure chest, and we keep index cards with scriptures on them. And at the supper table, we'll choose one or two or three, or if we're in the mood, we'll do several more. But the kids think it's so fun to try to, you know, who knows this one, and the one who's holding the card gets to be the, you know, the judge and see who can say the verse right. But it just is a fun way our family has that time of treasuring God's word.
I love that idea. And, you know, that's just a practical thing that we can all do. We always do that at the dinner table. What are you grateful for today? You know, we just kind of, what was good about your day? And, you know, I think to never stop looking for people that you can minister to. I think we all get kind of selfish at times. I mean, you kind of hate to admit it, but, you know, the truth is it all...
We do put those little blinders on sometimes, don't we?
You know, and I think that the thing too, Kelly, is, you know, if you try to change, you know, about renewing your mind daily, I mean, God's word does talk about renewing your mind daily. And if you start asking him for people in your path that you can share with, encourage, tell them about the love of Christ, you know, he will place people in your path, won't he?
Absolutely. And when you don't expect it. And it may not be convenient for you. But yet, when God pricks your heart and you really sense the Holy Spirit is saying, this is someone that I want you to speak truth to, that I want you just to encourage, I have just learned, listen to what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do and do it. It doesn't take that long to minister to someone.
It's so true. And I think that whenever you follow through on that and you realize you might have been just the tool that God used, I always think that he will use somebody else if you don't do what he's called you to do. Someone will pick up the slack where you are, and God's word will not be returned void, as you mentioned. So I think that it's so neat. It's almost, it is better to give than to receive sometimes. You know, mm-hmm. I think that when you can give to others, it focuses you to think about other people instead of, I don't know, when I'm selfish, there's always something in my spirit that's just kind of weighing heavy on me, knowing that I'm really kind of being selfish in whatever it is that I'm doing, and I don't like feeling that way.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about just wanting to be available and open to sharing Christ, because just recently a girl came up to me and said, how is it that I can share Christ with others, and how can I start a conversation, and just asking different kinds of questions. And I said, you know, really one of the things that you can start with in the morning is just asking the Lord, just help me to make an eternal difference today. Mm. Help me get up, and wherever I go, whatever it is, help me make an eternal difference. And the Holy Spirit has an opportunity to prompt you when that opportunity arises that you can share the love of Christ with somebody.
Well, I know that you are going to be encouraged, and you're going to see some eternal differences in your own life as you just listen to these ladies over the next several days. We're going to encourage you to listen to one devotion each day, or if you just have time in your car and you want to listen to them all in a row, that's fine, but we do want you to listen closely to what they are saying, the verses in God's Word. We also want to just say, if God speaks to you in a very fresh way or a new way, we want to know that. Or if you need someone to pray with you, we really want to encourage you to find someone in a local church that will be there for you, who will be Jesus with skin on. Mm-hmm. And also, if you need to just speak to someone here at the Baptist Journal Convention of Oklahoma, you can do that. You can go to our website, bgco.org, and you can go to the Women's Missions and Ministries page, and we would love to help you find that person no matter where you live in our state or even beyond. We'll put you in contact with people who can help you and with the God who made you and loves you more than you can ever know. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being with us today.